I got my first paper cut when I was 8. My mother placed a band-aid over it and we moved on. Every now and then, my finger would pulsate with a sharp pain and I would bite my lips. It was only a paper cut. I could take it. I'm brave. When I was 3, I loved standing near the slightly open windows in our apartment, letting the breeze ruffle my hair and wondering about the world outside. Until the day the apartment security guard decided to sneak his arm into the window where I stood. My mother locked the windows after that. We don't leave windows open anymore. It's just a paper cut. When I was 11, my mother and I boarded the bus to my computer science class. I was so excited, until the man behind me thought a skirt was an invitation. I stopped going to classes by bus. Another paper cut. Just a shallow wound, but why does it hurt so much? When I was 16, I went shopping with friends to buy new clothes. I was happy. We just finished our grueling final engineering exams. Until this teenage boy laughed and assumed my blouse was an invitation. I ran away and wrapped my jacket more tightly around me. Could paper cuts kill you? And then I came to America. I was 20 and here to study. This was a safe place. Look at how strong and independent the women here are. The freedom to wear what they want. I love this place. I can let the paper cuts heal now, but they don't heal. I see the scars around me in this country. It doesn't matter how many windows I close, when I travel, with whom, where I am, what I wear, or what I do. There is always the fear of that sneaking hand. Another paper cut. They're not so shallow now. They're harder to forget now. It doesn't matter how brave we are or how many of us march. We are dying with 1,000 paper cuts. With a perspective, I'm Ramya Sethuraman.